Hey, y'all. Welcome to Winning at Life. Live Financial News Talk Radio. We do this every evening for you at 7. Saturdays at 10. And actually, we do a 3-hour marathon. This past Saturday was unbelievable. All the calls we had. We even had rap. I like that. At the last segment of the third hour, it was like rapid fire call. We had so many calls lined up. We were giving each of them 1 minute. Question and answer. Next. Like, wow. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. If you'd like to join the conversation, we're going to talk about the stimulus package. It was the big deal on Saturday. It's the big deal on Friday. It's the big deal today. Getting help for workers and getting help for small businesses.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. So we have that. We're going to talk about the timeline, which it sounds like it got extended out by the president yesterday, and then the governor of Louisiana followed suit today. I didn't see our buddy Tate up in Mississippi say anything about it, nor Alabama, so I'll keep an eye on Kay Ivey as well. But I'm sure that's coming shortly. So we'll hear a couple sound bites from the message to the nation he did last night, and then a little bit from the press conference this afternoon that happened about 4 o'clock our time here in the central time zone. But the phone lines are still open, 504-260-0995. I have a good idea what you're thinking and what you might ask, because when I went back and reviewed the audio, Gregory, there were 4 callers that said, I haven't filed a tax return in the last few years. For whatever reason, there was one guy that was on disability. There was one guy that was on Social Security. There was one guy that had been unemployed. So I think that's the first thing that a lot of people are thinking about. If you haven't filed taxes, how do you get the check? I know that's halfway through your bullet point. So you want to go through this in order, or you want to jump to that one?
We can get to that one, because if you don't know it, you've got a check coming towards you. There's a couple of rules regarding that.
We should do it in order.
Okay. The bill provides for direct payments of $1,200 to adults and $500 per child to American households. Guess that excludes foreign households. Okay. It's cleared that up. Structured as tax refunds. They're not tax refunds, but structured that way so the IRS can kick out a tax refund to everybody. That's how the system works. They will send out a check immediately. If you do a return and they owe you money, you get your money. I know sometimes we'll delay on paying them, but you'll get that money. So it's structured as a tax refund to allow the Internal Revenue Service to distribute the funds. There's no provision for future direct payments in the event this economic disruption lasts longer. The direct grants are phased out for upper income brackets starting at $75,000 for individual income. It's a bit higher for couples. The grants aren't available at all for individuals without children making more than $99,000 and married couples without children making more than $998,000. So that kind of gives you an idea. So you have money coming from most everyone. To be clear, most everyone, you don't have to do anything. Why? Most everyone's done a tax return in 2018. For sure, most and a good portion's done 2019 tax returns. I have not done a 2019 tax return. I've got multiple businesses, so a little more complicated. How about you, James? You done your 2019 yet?
Is it the last minute?
No.
Well, I haven't done it.
You actually have till July 15th now, so no, we have not done those.
Couple extra last minutes.
So we've got a few more months, and we don't have to worry about paying owed money until July 15, because we're not getting penalized for doing so. So for most everybody, if you've not done the 2019, don't sweat it. You did a 2018. So then they're going to go by that information and they're kicking out a check to you in a few weeks. They said in 3 weeks. Don't hold them to it. Okay. But they're going to get a check out to you. I'd give this government another week or two. You know how government works. And the president, little optimistic he is at times. Marvelous government, best government in the history of the planet. You know how he goes there. But I would give a little bit more time on that. Now, if you've not done a tax return for either of those years, you need to go to your search engine, type in IRS file free. And actually, there's another website that gives a lot of helpful information. I'm going to give that to you after the break. I don't want to search for it real quick, but I was looking at these different government websites today. But when you do file free, it takes you to the IRS website where you can file online. And there's two options. If you made under $69,000, you select on that one, and you don't have to print anything, just input your information. If you made more than $69,000, it gives you that choice to input information. So I guess there's a little bit more to that return in that case, which if it's over $69,000, yeah, you're probably paying a little bit more. If you've not filed a return in years, and you should have, you might want to call a CPA like Jude Heath and Company, J. Heath and Company, which is Jude Heath and his wife has a firm. So they're one of the show contributors here. That's why I mentioned them. So with that said, we get a lot of questions, and I've gotten more today at the office, but one of them we had repeatedly is Social Security. Well, I haven't filed return in years because all I get is Social Security and I don't have to, or my income's low enough, I don't have to file a return. It's easy to go file a return. But they also have said if you draw Social Security or income is low and don't have to file a return, you will get your check. But you know what the fastest way to get the check is? To have filed a return. That's what I was talking about Saturday. I had the emphasis on just go do a return and you move yourself up in line. Because you know what they're having to do. They're not going to go, oh, well, the people drawing Social Security, let's send them out a check. No. They're going to go and sort the system. Everybody that's done a tax return, that's happening first. What's the quickest way? The government will kick out refunds. That system's in place. It made it easy. Now they got to go write software to cross-reference those that get Social Security but didn't do a tax return. You're the second group going out. That's why I had that emphasis of that. Just go do a tax return. You don't owe anything. Just do the tax return. Make it easy. I'm kind of like Trump. Just do it. It's easy. Okay. With that said, if you don't want to do a tax return, you're still going to get that check. You're just going to be in the second group. I'll say it's probably not getting to you in 3 weeks. But and when we come back from the break, I'm also going to give you a website a few weeks down the road. Let's say you get 5-6 weeks out and say, well, where's my money? I'm going to give you a website to go to that's going to allow you to look for that as well. Had another question today, James.
Okay.
You know, and it was a student that's graduated and they said, am I going to get a check? And they said, what, you know, the parent, I said, did the parents claim her as a dependent last year? Yeah. Did she have earnings? Yeah. Are you sure parents claimed her as a dependent? Yes. They claimed her as a dependent in 2019 and 2018. Yeah. She's not getting a check. I'm sorry. Go ask your parent. I said, tell her to go ask the parents for the check. She's not getting a check. If you don't have a Social Security number, you're not getting a check. If you crossed into this country and aren't a part of the system, I don't see how you're getting a check.
You could make the case to mom and dad that $500 of that check is because of me since I was your dependent, you know, because it's...
Well, they are. They're getting $500 for the dependent child is what they're doing. $1,200 for adults, $500 per child in the household. So that's what they can ask for the parents. I know they'd like to get the $1,200, but $500 is being kicked out for them.
Okay, here's the ugly part of the situation as we walk into Monday. You know, we just told you about the stimulus bill that got signed into law. What was that, Friday? It feels like 4 years ago.
President signed it. Yeah, so much has happened since Friday.
Okay. So the first business day we have back, since the thing got signed, we already have enough body of evidence here that we have to warn you about some scam robocalls, some scam text, and some email scams that are already tied to the coronavirus outbreak, the stimulus package, how to get your check. We don't have your Social Security number on file. Can you please confirm?
The government's not calling you about the check.
All right, so first things first, GregoryRicks.com. Go under the blog section. That's the last thing that was put up today, and it was just put up, as I said, today. And we have some other coronavirus-related materials that we've really been focusing on this part for the blog at GregoryRicks.com. To help you get by this thing financially. You know, if you're looking for healthcare tips, go to a different website. We're all about the money, and there's a lot of good stuff in here. We'll tell you what's in the $2 trillion bill, how to apply for small business loans under the coronavirus stimulus bill, some of the frequently asked questions. The Wednesday Q&A last week was how does the 50-50-50-50 strategy works in a downturn like this? So if you're looking for some answers, I know you got some extra time on your hands these days, GregoryRicks.com. There's no limit to how low these scumbags will go, though. Here we are in a global pandemic with people dying and governments trying to make some emergency assistance to people who really need it. And there's other people who just swoop in, try and take advantage of people in their most vulnerable time. Is that just one of the bottom levels, one of the bottom layers of evil that we have to deal with on this show? Ugly.
Yeah, there's always a scammer around the corner. You just got to be careful with that. They're not texting. They're not robocalling you. They're not calling you on your house phone. The Treasury, the IRS is not calling you about your checks. If you're in the system, you don't have to do anything. If you filed a return 2018, 2019. Now, if you've moved, we were getting that question a lot on Saturday. I moved. Well, do a change of address. It's easy.
The official one with the post office.
With the post office, not somebody calling you. Don't do it with them. You need to go to irs.gov, do a change of address. It's going to take a few weeks for the change of address to process, and then you'll get your check out. Now, if you set up a direct deposit on refunds over the past couple years, they're going to use that information and just put the check in your account. If there's no direct deposit information, they're going to mail the check to you.
If you got a financial situation or a question about any of these stimulus checks, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life. Live Financial News Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Welcome to the show. 504. Here's the phone number to call and join the conversation. 504-260-0995. We're on Facebook Live and Periscope. You can join us there. The Winning at Life app. A reason to download the app, and it won't cost you anything, but it does connect you to the show. You become a part of the Winning at Life Nation, and we'll give you updates on what's going on. You can access podcasts. You can access information on some of the show contributors, but you can also text, email, call the show through the app. And if you have to jump away from that radio, just use the app to pick up the stream. It's easy.
Clay Kiln, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Clay?
Yes. What if a person never filed income tax because he hasn't worked in the last couple of years? And will he still get a stimulus check?
How are you drawing? How are you making money? How are you making money right now?
I'm calling for a friend. I'm calling for a cousin, and
How is the friend making
money? He doesn't make any money.
He's not on Social Security disability. He's not on Social Security.
No, he's just very poor. His brother pays the light bill, and he has another brother who lives with him, and he don't work either. They get food stamps. They don't pay income tax, and they wonder about a stimulus check.
Okay. If he doesn't make any money, there shouldn't be a problem in filing a tax return.
Okay.
And you can do it for free at irs.gov. You just do a search, IRS file free. It'll take you to the web page for him to do that. And since he has people helping him, somebody should be able to help him to do that. He doesn't owe money, hasn't made money, so it should be easy to do. He's not drawing Social Security, so he's not opted in that way. That's the only thing I can tell you. Otherwise, it looks like he's opted out if he doesn't opt in. Okay. And I could be wrong. I'm not the bottom line answer to this. I just know the system and the information they've put out there, and they've made this as easy. If you've done a tax return in 2018 or 2019, one of those 2 years, you're going to get a check as long as you didn't make too much money. And it can't get any simpler than that.
Okay. That's good news. Now, I get $700 a month Social Security. Am I eligible for a check?
Yep,
I don't.
You are. You'll get it, but you won't be in the first group because the first group's going out through the IRS. That's the quickest way for them to get out there. And the next group, I guess, would be those on Social Security that are not doing tax returns.
I see. Okay.
So you're now, in. No
could
worries.
Could I go ahead and file right away? Just because I'm getting $700 a month, I better get a check.
Yeah, you're not, you can do a tax return. Nobody's going to stop you from doing that. Uncle Sam does not have a problem with you doing a tax return. It's free for you if you go to that website, and you're not going to owe any money. And it could, you know, well get you in front of the line.
IRS.gov?
Yeah, it's IRS.gov. If you're doing a search engine, and I don't name search engines, but a search engine, you type in there, and it'll find it for you. It's... And if you just use the words IRS, use the word file, F-I-L-E, free, okay. And it will take you there. But on the search page, everybody listening, when you do that, don't click the first five. It says add on there. If it's firms that do that, scroll down the page to the IRS website and get the free site so you don't have to jump through hoops to find it. It's not going to be at the top of the page.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Clay. Thank
Hopefully
you,
that clarification helped a lot of people out there. It's clarity. But yeah, on the search engine, you go do that search. You don't click at the top of the page. Those are firms trying to make money from doing it. They're not going to take you directly to the free page. But scroll down to where it says irs.gov, and it's actually long, and I don't want to go through all that, but it gets you there.
A lot of hyphens in that one, huh?
I did it so many times on Saturday.
And I think a little,
I don't want to do it again.
A little nugget of wisdom from Clay's call that we can just hold on to going forward is the IRS does not mind if you file your tax return. They just doesn't bother them a bit.
That is a good point. They do not mind.
No, if you were worried about that, don't let it stop you. Hey, so I really like the segment you did on Saturday about the small business relief portion. I feel like that's getting a little overshadowed because not everyone owns a small business, and there's far more people out there who don't than do, and so they're getting a lion's share of attention. But you were running through some of the things that if your small business was affected by the virus, part of the stimulus plan that was passed and signed on Friday included some federal small business relief, and there's a little infographic that was put up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks, the Facebook page for the show, about 6 hours ago that has a nice little breakdown. It's almost like a little flow chart of what you did in one segment on Saturday's show. We might have to reprise that.
Yeah, so here's what's going on. And you can go to sba.gov, and then at the top, it's going to give you a place to click called coronavirus. We've heard of that.
Sounds familiar.
I heard about somebody that was on a retreat. They were like disconnected. They wanted to disconnect, and they'd been gone like 2.5 weeks. I heard about this yesterday, and they like came out.
Like at a tiger sanctuary?
No, no. They're messed up anyhow if they were at a tiger sanctuary. They're just like warped for good. This wouldn't affect them or hurt them. They'd be like, whatever. But no, they were part of the normal world like the rest of us and just had done a retreat, a getaway where there's no cell phone. You know, some people like to disconnect that way. I know you and I don't, because I like to read too many news stories every day and financial topics. And gosh, I love to read. So what, unhook me from my phone would stop me from reading. I'd have to lug a backpack of books around and newspapers. Okay. With that said, they were like, what? Imagine you disappeared about 4 weeks ago, and then you come back out into the world today. What is going on?
Why are all the bars closed?
Everything's closed.
Right. Why are all the bars closed? Well, let's go get something to eat. If we can't get something to drink, let's go get something. Oh, nope, all those are closed too.
That's like starting. Where am I?
Right. Let's just go back out in the middle of nowhere, and we'll try this again in a month.
So we've got the Paycheck Protection Program, Economic Injury Disaster Loans and Loan Advance, SBA Debt Relief, SBA Express Bridge Loans, Guidance for Businesses and Employers, SBA Products and Resources, Government Contracting, and Local Assistance. The economic, and we didn't talk about this much, but this is part of it, and this hits some of the sectors of small businesses. But in response to COVID-19 pandemic, small business owners in all U.S. states and territories are eligible to apply for economic injury disaster loan advance of $10,000. The Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program provides small businesses with working capital loans up to $2 million that can provide vital economic support to small businesses to help overcome the temporary loss of revenue they're experiencing. Loan advance will provide economic relief. You can actually go on there, but this is basically getting an advance up to $10,000. That's available now. A lot of small businesses are probably looking for this, and this is the one that authorized up to $349 billion towards job retention, and this is the Paycheck Protection Program. And you understand, if you don't understand what they're trying to do, it's real simple. They want to keep people employed instead of business owners like, oh my gosh, business is off. There's nobody coming in. They're just saying, hey, we're going to give you money. We're going to loan you the money up front. It's a multiple of your payroll and rents and some of your expenses to cover you for about 2.5 months. And you can keep all the people employed and pay your bills, mortgage on your business or the rent on your space. And if you keep everybody employed, we're going to forgive this. And it's not going to be taxable to you, the forgiveness of the loan. That's a sweet thing. We didn't address that on Saturday as well, but it's in the bill. I can got it highlighted on one of these pages. Did you know the bill? Have you seen how long the bill actually is?
How many pages? No, I haven't seen that stack.
880 pages. Yeah, that's exactly how long it is.
All right, so in the infographic on the Winning at Life Facebook page here, it says monthly payroll, vacation, sick leave, health insurance, retirement costs. You roll all that up into a monthly amount, and then you multiply that by 250%, and that's the amount of loan you qualify for. If you take it all down and you spend it all within 8 weeks on those costs, it's all forgiven. Whatever you have left over that hasn't been spent on those, or if you spend it on something else, it will immediately, after the 8 weeks, be converted into a 10-year loan at 4% interest.
Max of 4%.
Yes.
Interest. You're talking about that graphic that's at my personal webpage, Gregory Ricks Associates, Winning at Life.
I'm giving the radio show credit because we shared it out on and the radio show space. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we've put it out there and at the blog, there's a lot of pages there. But it's not taxable. Cancellation indebtedness under this section shall be excluded from gross income for purposes of the Internal Revenue Service Code of 1986.
I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I tell you what, the press conference the president did tonight. Now, last week he did this one where he says, you know, I want to get the country started back up. I just want business to get started in 2 weeks. And stock market loved that. It went on a run. And you know what? And I like that. You know, I'm kind of more of, okay, yeah, I know what he said, but this is going to go longer. Prepare yourself for this to extend. And with that said, we are going to beat this. We're going to beat it. I'm telling you, there is hope, and we're going to get it done because we always come through. And the country needed that at that moment that he did that. And then, of course, at following press conferences, they're questioning him. They're like, why did you say that? Well, you know, but that's what he wanted to do. Was it realistic? As you know, as his team right behind him, they were probably cringing knowing this isn't going to happen, but he was giving everybody hope. And I thought that actually was needed. And he does bring that hope. But that press conference today was unbelievable. And he didn't go make promises like, okay, yeah, this thing's going to be over in 2 to 3 weeks. Yesterday, he extended it to April 30th. That was what I was telling you. Prepare yourself. This is going to go longer. But what he started bringing forward is how testing is super ramp up. Company after company's coming up with quick methods. One way I'm going to tell you how we beat this, test, 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 and then test some more. Test everybody. Every time you go to work, test them. That's why we get a handle on who's got it and who doesn't, and then separate them and get them well. And then speeding up these drugs. Now there's not enough N95s. All of a sudden we find out there's a company that can clean those things.
The sanitize
machine. Sanitize machines. Governor Collins says, hey, there's this company sanitizes those, but they can't get FDA approval. Next thing you know, they're approved. Cut the red tape out of that. And business leaders just kept coming forward on what their company's doing to help. That is powerful. And I noticed the language in, had taken that we're on war footing. This is a battle against an invisible warrior. We're going to all pull together and beat them. And then he's just like, you know, exercise some war act, whatever, to get companies, look, we need ventilators. And so, and then I saw one company basically put out its plans. Hey, we're sharing. This is what we're building. Anybody else wants to get into the building of it? This is what you need to do. Put the plans out there. Sharing. This is, you either get on board or you miss the boat. This country's going to pull together and beat this thing. I couldn't be more proud to be a part of this.
Margie in Alabama, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Margie?
Yes, thank you for your time. I actually had a question about the e-filing. I have a friend who has no income, so has not filed taxes in some years, and went to the IRS.gov website to try to e-file, but because of his, I believe there's an age restriction and income restriction. And if you have zero income, the products, anyhow, he's not able to e-file. He's got to print it and mail it in. Because he has zero income, he has to print it out. We haven't figured out how to do that yet, actually, because we don't have a printer and all the libraries are closed. But the government site did not allow it to be e-filed. It saved and has to be printed and mailed in. Just FYI.
Okay. You might want to call, you know, there's tax firms that are, you know, are you willing to spend $100, $200 to get $1,200 is the question here. You know, you might have to call somebody that might get this done for you for a fee. You know, I would reach
really
out
It sounds like all that needs to be done is find somebody with a printer that can, you know, do it. But anyhow, just, For your listeners, if y'all go there and look at it, you might want to let people know.
And, you know, I know FedEx has some offices and some of that stuff done there. You know, these shipping companies are open, some of that. There's got to be somebody in your area. And a tax professional, they're hurting too right now for a little bit of business. And you know what? They're about helping people out. That's why they're in the business that they're in.
Okay, thank you. That was a good idea.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, Margie.
Sorry that didn't quite work for you on that. But now I've just shortened it for you, for those of you that are wanting to get to the free file. It's easy. IRS.gov/coronavirus. Coronavirus.
One word.
Get you there. Yes. And then you scroll down the page, and then there's free file button for you to click on.
They must have been getting a lot of questions about this over the weekend, too.
And then right below that, few weeks out, you get to wondering, where's my check? Then it says, where's my refund? It's an online tool to track your tax refund. So all you need is a social security number and you can track it. So it's easy. And then there's a whole, if you go back top of the page, oh, there's all kind of information there, more than you probably want.
IRS.gov/coronavirus.
Yes.
Mike, Mississippi. You're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Mike?
Oh, hey, how y'all doing? I kind of came in at the tail end of your show. I don't know if you guys actually address self-employment. I know a lot of guys in construction like myself that have been self-employed for years. They collect 1099, and I didn't know if we qualify for any type of SBA loan, disaster relief, or anything like that. A lot of us carry personal liability and things like that for self-employment. You know, some of us use our social as a tax ID, you know, stuff like that. And I had another question, which was if we go after the stimulus, package or the 1200 or whatever that is, and we, how are they going to deposit that through a routing number, or are they going to use the mail, or do you have a choice in that matter?
Okay, so I was looking today at the smaller one, the $10,000 loan one. There's, and I can't go through it because that's not the route I'm going with this well. And you understand, I'm a business owner. I've got a few businesses, and I've got 18 people on the payroll. So yeah, I'm going through this process as well. So I'm experiencing it just like the rest of you are. But I looked at that one. Now the one for the $349 billion under 500 employees, that one, the paycheck variation, the Paycheck Protection Program, that is not available yet. But the smaller one, let me click over to that, is that one is open there. Disaster loan assistance is available to get loans up to $10,000. Now, the other part that we had covered before, I hadn't even covered yet, but when you go to gig workers and freelancers, this bill expands some benefits and grants to independent contractors. It extends unemployment benefits to self-employed workers, including independent contractors, freelancers, and other non-traditional workers who are unemployed. You might be a Schedule C business, not pay yourself a salary or anything. You're not an entity, but you're an independent contractor, and now you're not getting work. And I can relate to that. There are some people that does stuff to me on a regular basis because they go to other firms, other homes and stuff, and I'm like, they can't come here right now. I don't know where they've been, who they've crossed paths with, and I feel for them, but I can't have them do that work for me now because I don't want the risk. I'm 59. You know, I don't want to catch this thing. So I leave the house. I have a mask on and gloves. You know, I don't need to catch it. So I'm super cautious, if you can relate to that. But these non-traditional workers who are unemployed, partially unemployed, or unable to work because of COVID-19. This also includes a $600 a week increase on top of current level of unemployment benefits. So I would look at that loan process, or because my wife and I was talking about another family member today and kind of talking about which way would be better. And for some people, instead of, you know, kind of looking at on the multiple, well, you know, he might get $12,000 if he was to borrow money on his situation, but it actually might be better for him and that employee to just draw go to the unemployment program because they are small businesses. So there's a couple of different ways to go. And sometimes, you know, and I'm not the ultimate answer to that. And I think sometimes the help might be a CPA, you know, use your tax professional for some guidance on this as well. I'm just, J. Heath and Company is one you might want to check out.
Thank you, Mike. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life, live financial news talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. If you'd like to join the conversation, 504-260-0995. You know, I was leaving the house this morning. The doorbell rang, which surprised me because it never rings. But it was one of the guys from Mosquito Joe. And I was thinking about this. This is, you know, people are having to stay home all the time, and it's mosquito season. This is like the worst time.
And we had a mild winter.
Yeah, and we had a mild winter. Exactly. But I've been using Mosquito Joe for a long time, and I just do not have those irritations. I even had a raccoon move in last year because there was no bugs around or anything to bother it. So I had to get rid of him. So, well, he was not happy, but I wasn't happy either. So he did leave. So I just suggest you reach out to him. New Orleans area, it's neworleans.mosquitojoe.com. This is the time to get it, you know, and then you can hang out and enjoy this nice weather while you're having to stay home. I know, family members 6 feet apart, right? Okay. And tell Terry Gregory sent you, by the way.
Yeah, it might be a good time to do it because you're going to be spending more time in your backyard than you had originally planned for in 2020. You're already there.
Getting a lot of time. Getting things done, huh?
It's amazing that you mentioned that.
That honeydew list should be going down.
It is. And I spent about 6 hours in my backyard with mother-in-law and brother-in-law.
But 6 feet 6 feet apart, right?
Of course, Gregory. I would never break that rule. Debbie and Picayune, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Debbie?
Hi, I have a small business in Picayune, and I can't go back to work because my husband is a transplant patient and high risk. Can I pay my daughter to open, to like manage and open my business, even though I wasn't paying her prior to this? Would that qualify?
Well, what they're looking for on the Paycheck Protection Program, they're going by what you're going to have to show, have proof of your payroll. I wouldn't lie, cheat, or steal on this thing. It will come back to haunt you because it always does later.
Get back without a manager.
Right. Just hold on just a moment. I'm just saying that for everybody out there. That was not targeted at you. Oh. Just do not play any games out there because you don't want to get hunted down later with mean letters from the Treasury and IRS and whoever else. But if you've got a payroll out there, you know, that's what this whole purpose is, to keep people employed, keep your business going. What they're trying to do is give you a couple months of help. So if you need to bring somebody else in that you have the trust to run that business and get those employees working, I personally don't see where there's a problem, because they're going to base it upon your business payroll, utilities, your rent or mortgage, kind of a multiple of those and a percentage of the rent and utilities and stuff to get you going. I don't see why you can't do that. What I suggest is you go through the process.
And on the infographic that Gregory Ricks and Associates shared out this week, your loan amount's going to be based on the average of your monthly payroll cost of 2019 or the monthly payroll cost for January and February of this year, whichever one's lower.
Good point.
Okay. So it's not employee specific. It's just your general payroll cost and the average of them.
Yeah, it's to help keep people working, keep your business going while the tough times are here until we get everything back going in this country.
And that's kind of a long way to say that, yeah, your plan actually might work out properly, what you were asking
so
originally.
As long as it's within my average payroll, it's good.
Yeah, well, that's the money you're going to get. If you're having to pay her more just to keep this thing going, you know, you're getting help overall, even though it might not cover her in that sense. And this is, once again, just keep people working is what they're trying to do for us. Now, you've got to, for this, you need to get in line, call your banker. Your FDIC banks pretty much are the ones to go to. And if your bank doesn't do it, call the next bank next door to them, so to speak, to get in line for this. This stuff's supposed to be available online, the forms, and to get this started going on Friday. And they say there's supposed to be pretty quick turnaround on this simplified process, and the loans are forgivable if you keep the people working for a certain period of time. And James, you said it turns into a,
whatever's not forgivable turns into a 10-year loan at 4% interest max.
Yeah. Yeah. You have like forever to pay for it in that case.
So just keep your books, Debbie. And if you have any more questions, we're going to be here. We're not really affected. This show is not affected by shutdowns and restrictions on movement. We'll do a show every day we can. I have a similar question.
Well, anything else? I appreciate the help. I think knowing that it's not payroll specific, but the same range is that answers my question. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yes, good luck to you.
Thanks for the call, Debbie. Similar question from Audrey. Now, she's over in Raceland. She owns a small business with two other partners. They have temporarily closed their business because of the coronavirus on March 14th. She's technically employed by the business, gets a paycheck from the business twice a year. Her question is, am I able to file for unemployment benefits?
I think she is. And here's one thing I'll tell you. If you're not sure, go apply for it. And that falls under what we talked about, independent contractors and businesses that shut down. The business shut down, you're unemployed. If the business closed, you are unemployed. I would go apply for it in that case. Now, to be clear, for unemployed workers, the deal extends jobless benefits to 39 weeks. That's an increase of what normally is available is 26 weeks. And they've tacked on $600 on top. It's a bonus on top of the weekly. It's a $600 a week increase for the first 4 months, with the bonus payment available through July 31st. So they've increased the benefits. This is trying to keep you whole until the country can kick this pandemic in its rear and move it aside so we can try to start getting things back going. I'm just going to warn you, prepare yourself. Remember, we're trying to get it back going, but we don't have a cure. We don't have a vaccine. I would expect social distancing to continue for a while. If you understand that mindset, this is where we're headed for a while to beat this thing there.
All right, a couple of audio clips I don't want you to miss. In his press conference today, Trump actually mentioned Louisiana. He didn't mention Mississippi, or I'd play that too, but he did mention Louisiana.
It is amazing. You look at Louisiana, and for a long time, it was just staying at nothing. And then all of a sudden, I look one day, and I see a lot, and a lot, and a lot, and then it explodes. And now we're working very carefully and very powerfully with them. We're building hospitals, so we're building a lot of different things for Louisiana.
And nothing huge there, but he gave us a mention. Thought I'd play that back for you. The soundbite that's been getting all the attention, though, was from last night.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
April 30th, but I like this other one that he mentioned last night, too.
We can expect that by June 1st, we will be well on our way to recovery. We think by June 1st, a lot of great things will be happening.
What do you think about that window, Gregory?
I see that. Just remember, we don't have a cure yet, or a vaccine, or actually a proven drug combo to help. So just understand this may still involve social distancing in some areas, and if there's a flare-up, they will slow it down to stop the exponential growth. So understand we still have this difficulty to go with, but it's the thing is, the exciting thing is the ramping up of all the testing. That's what's going to help this happen.
Well, you have a ramping up of webinars too. Changed? Because it's changed since we talked about this on Friday.
Yeah, I'm update. We're going to put out some new webinars tomorrow on what we've talked about tonight to make sure, you know, when you want to tell your friend, well, go to GregoryRicks.com as events page. He's doing some webinars on this stimulus package. And I'm updating my Social Security seminar, and we are working on a wine, wisdom, and food webinar. So, and of course, I'm going to update the Social Security webinar as well in the coming days. So we've got a lot going on, just information. And what I like about, I love the webinars, because all of a sudden something comes available. Yes, this is information we can get to you. But we've got to mention to you, you can borrow more out of your 401k up to $100,000 as well. And you've got the next few years to be able to put it back. I'm not giving you the exact numbers here because we're about out of time. But you can pull money. Disaster relief allows you to get money out of your IRA and put it back. And 401ks, you can borrow money. You can't borrow out of your IRA, but in a disaster situation, you're able to get money out of that. And there's some other tax relief stuff as well. We'll get more into that side on tomorrow night's show.
And remember, we have a lot of these answers waiting for you. GregoryRicks.com is where Gregory keeps his blog. We have a lot of good stuff that's on the Facebook page for Winning at Life, and we share some good links and infographics, things that'll help you there as well. So go follow both of those. And we'll keep doing this show, so come back tomorrow night. We'll do this again. Your home away from the show is winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ricks & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Ricks and Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ricks and Associates. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.